I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello. you tonight. Close your eyes and I can sleep. Tomorrow is me. Remember, I'll always be. Every while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my love to you. I'll pretend that I can see. You know, sometimes when you do a song and you record it, and if you're not going out on tour, you don't ever do that song again. It's the last time you do it. You just record it and that's it. And the next song we're going to do was, I did it in the 60s, and we never toured it until this tour. So this is the first time I'm doing it live on this tour. Thank you. Okay, let's boogie woogie.
Speak of my own, I'll say. It's getting hot in here.
All right. How are you doing over the back there? Okay, the songs we've played so far have all been old songs. I'd like to do a new song for you now. This is off our album, Driving Rain. So we got this day off, so we did, we went up the Pacific Coast Highway. Woo! In a little black Corvette. Listening to the oldies station, we had a great day, I must say. And, hey, do you know about that? Do you know about that here? I don't know if you know about this, but we found this great restaurant. A fantastic night, a great meal and everything. So this is really great. So we got back to the studio and talked to the guys who, you know LA and stuff. We said, we found this great restaurant. They said, oh yeah, I recommend it. We said, yeah, it's called Marie Callender's. For some reason they fell about back and I don't know why. Anyway, so we had this great day, as I say, in the driving rain. And when I got back home, I came up with this song and we recorded it out there. It's the title song to the new album. It's called Driving Rain. To introduce you to our extremely wonderful and audacious drummer, Mr. Abe Laboriel Jr. Hello, Denver! I would like to ask you one question. Are you all ready to roll? Well, so are we. We're having a blast here and happy to rock with you. At the piano, Paul McCartney. Well, thank you, Abraham, for a fine introduction. I'd like to dedicate this song that I'm going to do next to someone very special in the audience tonight. That is my beautiful fiance, Heather. Okay, this is the bit of the show where they all go away and they leave me alone with you. It's you and me.
Say yesterday.
And I say, I can handle it if you can. The song I'd like to do next was written in the 60s when there was a lot of troubles going on in the southern states in America regarding civil rights. And back in Britain, we were seeing all this news develop. And you may or may not know, but sometimes in Britain, we call girls birds. And So I was imagining the plight of a young black woman going through these struggles, and so I wrote this song kind of with that in mind. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. We'll take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of the black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life? You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Well, you were only waiting for this moment to be free.
And be with you.
show yesterday.
As I was walking down the street one fight number.
No.
Joined on this next number by our keyboard player, Wicks, who has brought along his little accordion. And he's a beginning up in Italia. He's looking at it, he's saying that's nice and shiny, and we're going to pick it up. A reasonable price, I'm having it. So he brought it here tonight. Here we go. Say we were in Los Angeles recording, and one day this fella comes up to me and he says, will you write the music for my new film? So I look at him all cool, like, I say, who are you? And he says, oh, my name's Cameron Crowe.
Okay.
So I wrote the music for his film, and got in the film, we ended up singing it on the Oscars. We like to do this evening, especially for Cameron, who actually is in the audience. You see, I'll tell you, make you famous. The aid of Wicks, tonight you fly so high up in the vanilla sky. Your life is fine, it's sweet and sour, unbearable or great. You gotta love every hour, you must appreciate. This is your time, this is your day. You got it all. In a glass of wine, snail or fish, balloon or dolphin, see your silver shine. This is your time, this is your day. You've got it all.
In the vanilla sky.
And then we go and lose it to this Randy Newman guy. Randy Newman. No, I love him. Just kidding. See this guy? I've warned him. Overuse of steroids.
It's not good.
I've brought in this very highly coloured box, which I think I'll wander over and have a look at. Your massage. Lie on the table, face down. And I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay.
Now, one of the great things about being on tour is you check into all these hotels. And you get to have a lot of massages. And, you know, mostly they're great, but occasionally a bit dodgy. I have had a few dodgy massages. I should probably write a book, you know, Massages Round the World. I have known. But true story, I was in New Orleans and and this fellow comes in to give us a massage. It's a big, heavy set guy. He sets up his table and he says to me, "Okay, I'd like you to sit upright on the table." I go, "Uh-oh." So I said, "Okay." So he's working on me. He says, "I'd like you to imagine that your leg is hollow and made of bronze." A little bit later, he says, "I'd like you to imagine now that your neck is like a giraffe's neck." So I'm like, "Oh, no." And he says, "How do you feel?" I said, "I feel like a giraffe with a hollow bronze leg." And then to finish, this is true, this is true. And then at the end of the massage, he says, "To finish off, I'd like you to look into my eyes and try and burn a hole in my eyes with yours." I said, "I'm thinking, you know, I want a massage, not a relationship." And another time, I was, this is true stories, I promise you. I was in Tokyo on tour. No, not that time. This little lady comes in to give me a massage and she says, "Please lie on floor on the towel." So I said, "Okay." So I'm lying on the floor on the towel and she starts the massage and then I suddenly hear, "Yes, doggy, all my troubles." Keeping my eyes closed for protection. Luckily, she didn't know the middle eight, so it didn't last too long.
Never gives an answer, but the fool.
Thank you, you're a grand bunch. All right, thank you. You know, sometimes in life, I think you don't always say what you mean to say to people. Sometimes the opportunity's not right, or you're just too shy, and there's things you want to tell them, but you sometimes don't get the chance. And I think, especially when somebody passes away, you really wish that you'd said something to them, you wish you'd told them how you felt about them. And I wrote this next song after my dear friend John passed away. Let's hear it for John. I wrote this song, and it's in the form of an imaginary conversation to him. And if I said, I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, but George was an extremely fine ukulele player. Yeah. He really loved the instrument, and he was a big fan of this guy in England called George Formby, an old movie star from the 40s, who played ukulele. And in fact, George was in his fan club. They all used to get together at conferences, about 30 of them all. And what used to happen is he loved it so much, you could go round to have dinner after you'd finished eating, the ukuleles would come out. That's one for you, would you like one? Yes, we do. He had a big collection. In fact, he gave me this one. And on one of these evenings, not so long ago, we were playing, and I said, you know, there's a song that I do on the ukulele, and I played it for him, and I'd like to play it for you now as a way of a tribute. Something when she moves, it drives me like no other. Something in the way she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. Oh, you know I'm in leaving now. You're asking me, will my love? So George listens to me, doing it, and he says, no. He said, no. He said, it goes like this. There's something in the way she moves. That's me, I know. And we say, God bless him.
Looking and working, darling. the church in the very long lane. Nobody gave the Father the guilty, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people.
playing that blistering solo on that last song is our guitarist, the ever so wonderful Rusty Anderson.
Guess what? That's why. No, I'm just kidding. Man, you guys are so beautiful. I wish you could be up here to see what it's like. Gotta try it sometime. Okay, Paul's right there.
Baby, I'm afraid of the way I love you. Baby, I'm afraid.
Some people said to me, what does that mean, Seymour? What's it all about? So I said, if you ever remember the old rock and roll song by Sam the Sham, Woolly Bully? And there's a line in Woolly Bully that says, let's not be L7. And L7 means square. Let's not be square. Because you take an L and you take a 7 and you make a square. See? This is rock history. So I thought, okay, so what's the opposite of square? What would cool be? So you take a C and a moon and you make a circle, which is cool. Okay. C moon. I don't know how I thought of that. It just came to me in a flash. This next song is a song that I wrote for Linda. Tonight, it's for all the lovers in the house. You know who you are. Oh, Thank you.
All right.
Okay, you've seen him on his shiny accordion, but here he is now introducing you formally to our fantastic keyboard player, Mr. Paul Wicks Wicked.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Oh, better than that. Are you happy, Ben? Because we're doing better than that. It's very nice to be here. It's very hot in here, is it? Because we're like a mile high near the sun. You see all these lights up here? Fantastic. Lots of them, but you know, if they all go out, I'm sorted because I bought my own light show. Furthermore, I'm going to play the next song on guitar. That learns all five chords. That's one of them. You'll hear the rest later in this next song, which you'll probably know.
Let's see. Actually, that song is from quite a few years ago, that one. But this next one is brand new. It's off our new album. And this is a song that we wrote for the concert we did last year, the concert for New York. We'd like you to join in with us on this one. Stomping your feet, clapping your hands like this. Thank you. Okay, the only member of the band I haven't introduced you to is the gentleman over here on my left, who's been playing bass and guitar and singing so well. This is the wonderful Brian Ray. How's everybody doing tonight? It's a special night to be here tonight. My sister's here, my brother's here, my parents are here. They all drove in from Durango. You're not all from Durango. Okay, just checking. It's great to be here. It's a real privilege. It feels great up here. And now on the Steinway, here's Paul. Thank you. Denver, thank you. Thank you for the lights.
Thank you.
Shine on me. Okay, this next song we're going to do, there's a bit in it that I have a feeling you might want to join in with. And if you do, please feel free to sing along.
Remember to let her into your heart, and you can start to make.
This time, just the men, just the fellas. Come on, boys. Now, just the women. Come on, girls, just the women.
Thank you.
still got some more energy left. All right. In that case, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Look at me, and I yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why? Such an easy game to play. Now I need the place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
You're fantastic. Thank you. Well, thank you for the great welcome you've shown us here in Denver tonight. You've been fantastic. That was really great. But we do have to go home sometime. You've got to go home sometime. Well, I want to thank you all for being so great. It's really terrific. And I also want to thank this fantastic band of mine. And to bring you a show like this, we've got a fantastic crew. We've got the guys out front doing the sound. We've got the people doing the screens. We've got the people back here doing the stage, all the boys and girls doing the catering. And the pre-show performers, thank all of them, the fantastic crew. The best. Not to mention the wardrobe. So, you've been great.
Sergeant Pepper's lonely hearts club band.
Thank you, everybody. You've been fantastic, and we'll see you next time.